takes care of residential and commercial customers, and they provide prompt quality service to Manhattan and the surrounding area.
Welcome back to In Focus here on News Radio KMAN. Brady Bowman with you here with Manhattan Area Technical College President Jim Jeanette and Assistant to the President Tracy Geisler. And Jim, during the break, asked me what I thought about the Super Bowl. It's always a...
Should we explain your facial reaction?
You can. Go ahead.
You were disappointed.
That would be probably the way to describe it.
It was a good game.
You know, we got in a lot of rings. You know, I'm sure it was like you with the Cubs last year. Didn't go all the way, but you...
They've been in the playoffs 3 years in a row, you know.
There you go.
So...
There you go.
I thought when they gave Brady too much time, I thought it was comeback time again.
I thought it was, too. I thought, you know, we've seen this play before. Yep. But, what are you going to do?
Move
honestly,
on.
Now I've had some time to reflect on this a little bit since it happened. And if I am going to go ahead and throw the terrible fan blame card... Yeah. And have excuses.
Yeah,
my excuse will be I don't know why Belichick didn't play Malcolm Butler. That was key.
Yeah.
Gave up 41 points.
But that Eagles defense through the playoffs was incredible.
It was pretty good.
At least Nick Foles knows how to catch a pass.
Oh. Well, that's all the time we have this morning. Well, it's all right though. It's all right though. Like I said, got 5 rings.
Yeah,
we're okay. That'll keep me going for quite a while.
That's
right. Good talking Manhattan Area Technical College, who looking into some NC3, not accreditation, you correct me.
Credentials.
Before. Credentials.
Industry recognized credentials. I'm on a National Commission on Economic and Workforce Development, and one of the hot issues right now is about apprenticeships and expanding that. And what they're leaning toward is how we can do apprenticeships, not the formal version of an apprenticeship, what they call recognized apprenticeships, because it leads to that industry credential. And for us, it would be huge. It would allow us to help place students sooner with employers to finish their program of study and still have them earn that credential. And so I'm working on that a lot, keeping close tabs on that, because, again, it would allow us to have more flexibility to put our students matched up with employers by their last semester, gets them on the job sooner. The employers have a chance to get a better idea, is this kid worth investing in? At the same time, on our end, for recruiting purposes, we're able to tell students, look, if you show up for class, you have good work habits, you know the soft skills, we got a guarantee of a job out here waiting for you.
And
so
when
it's a pretty good tool.
When it comes to apprenticeships, is that something you're kind of seeing a little bit of a comeback? Because,
yeah.
I mean, those have been around for a long, long – it used to be the way it always went way back – I mean, hundreds of years ago, it was about apprenticeships.
Right. So, you know, conferences I've been in meetings on this commission, they're bringing in representatives from Switzerland and from Germany to talk about their apprenticeship program. Well, yeah, guess what? It's nothing new. It's that change of that mindset. You know, does everybody – a lot of people say, well, not everybody needs to go to college. I disagree with that. Not everybody needs the liberal arts, general education, or graduate programs of a college. Technical education has to be there as a balance, but it's still a college. You know, people call us the VOTEC. No, we're a public accredited tech college. I need the best science and math students we can get, because from day one, they're working with data. They're working with technology. And what makes them valuable to a company and what makes a company valuable to us as consumers is how good is that company at using data and technology to provide a service or a product. And that's one of the benefits we're doing with NC3.
Do you ever foresee any, like K-State or KU, those sort of universities ever kind of shifting into some sort of apprenticeship model, or do you think that will just kind of stay with technical colleges?
I think it'll be on a case-by-case basis. I mean, Wichita Tech has just affiliated with Wichita State, so they're now WSUT. Washburn Tech affiliated with Washburn University years ago. You know, some people have said, shouldn't we be part of K-State? No. Our missions are different. We do a lot, I think, that supports Kansas State University and vice versa. But our governance, I'm not governed by KBOR. K-State is. I'm governed by a regional board. But we can call a board meeting. Tracy could call a board meeting tonight on the phone. We could have a conference call, make a decision, and start tomorrow, where if you're governed via KBOR in the university, you have all sorts of committees of governance and months of hearings and decisions. I can start a project tomorrow. And so my value back to the employers, to the regional economy, what can I do to help you and how fast do you need it done? So we're more like a SEALs team from the Navy. We're very fast, very flexible, very agile. And there's a benefit to that versus K-State's like an aircraft carrier. Well, you sure need that aircraft carrier too, but it's two different missions. We complement each other, but we're separate.
Brady Bowman here with Jim Jeanette, the president of Manhattan Area Technical College, who you just heard. Also have Tracy Geisler here, who's the assistant to the president here in studio. And we have a new governor. We have kind of a new direction in the state, possibly. What are you looking at when it comes to the state government and the new governor and the new legislative session when it comes to that relationship with technical colleges?
So the week before the legislature went into session, we actually, the lieutenant governor at the time, Lieutenant Governor Collier, now governor, asked for a meeting with the tech college presidents. And tech ed is one of the hot topics in the state, in the nation, because we're so critical to the workforce development. And so there is strong support from Governor Collier and from many members of the legislature. What can they do to help support more with tech ed? Right now, the approach is via the high schools through what used to be called Senate Bill 155, the Governor's Career Tech Initiative. And that provides for high school students to earn like a welding certificate, their CNA, a tech ed certificate while they're in high school. It's at no cost. We're supposed to be reimbursed by the state regions via the legislature. The program has been wildly successful, over 10,000 students. Our data, the pass rate, the course pass rate for the students in those courses is over 94%. So it's very successful academically. The problem is the legislature funded the program at a certain level. The enrollment's gone through the roof. They haven't changed the appropriation. So this past academic year, we got paid about 80 cents on the dollar for what we were supposed to be reimbursed. And so our message back has been, you know, this is great, but you're driving me into a hole. And Governor Brown back at the time, Governor Collier's budget proposal asked to restore full funding for SB 155. And so that would really be of help to us working with the area high schools. This is significant because I've mentioned before on the show, 5 years ago we had no high school students taking early classes with us. Now we're getting close to 500 students. And it's a blend of gen ed and tech ed. But again, we have good feeder schools around here and we can feed the workforce pretty fast.
Very interesting. Did not know about that.
Yeah.
And we're about to, I'd be remiss if we didn't get Tracy in. You had some scholarships that you wanted to go over?
Well, basically, we just want to thank our local businesses. We have several business partners that offer our students scholarships in both spring and fall. Our local Herman chapter, the Manhattan Kanza Rotary Club, Westar Briggs, Burnett Automotive, Kansas Line Supervisors, and many more. And also families that have memorial scholarships and, you know, have a loved one that they want to honor with a scholarship. They just need to give us a call at Manhattan Area Technical College. And we also have endowed scholarships that we have the Braun Tech Scholarship, and their endowment is with the
Community Foundation.
The Community Foundation.
So, you know, if anybody's interested, how can they help us help students? Scholarships are a great way to do it. We have our own foundation, but we also work with the Greater Manhattan Community Foundation. But again, you're making a solid investment that often stays right here in the community.
And going real quick to that bill, what was that bill number again?
SB 155. That's what it was called when it was passed.
Okay.
But again, right now we're hoping that comes through with full funding. That would help us.
Are you expecting that this session?
The proposal was to raise it for this year plus next year to address the gap that we have. So we're hoping.
And as far as getting just that 80 cents on the dollar, has that just been this past year that you've had to deal with that?
The enrollment, the year before we got paid about 87 cents on the dollar. So it gets worse every year because enrollment goes up and the appropriations stay flat.
So kind of a good bad problem in a way. We do have a phone call real quick. Caller, go ahead.
I've been glad that you've been able to keep the school running with all those limitations they presented to you. You've really been a blessing to our family, and I'm always grateful that I can call you and tell you the blessings that you've had with my son and my family of teaching him that work ethic and expanding his horizon.
Well, thank you. That's a wonderful testimony that we like to hear. We're pretty good at what we do. We're 19th in the nation in graduation rate among over 800 community and tech colleges. Our job placement rate's almost 90%. So, again, tell folks, you want to get a good job, come out to Manhattan Tech and get the training. We'll get you the good job.
And just, I guess, maybe remind listeners where you're at.
At the corner of Reese and Dickens over on the west side of town, right by the new Westar substation is going in. It's not our project, it's Westar's, but that makes us much more visible. We love to give people tours. Come out and see us. Go Cubs.
All right. We'll end on that. That was MATC President Jim Jeanette. Also, thanks to Tracy Geisler, Assistant to the President, for coming into the studios this morning. Thanks a lot. Also, thanks to Kevin Logan, who was in the first half hour talking about Rock Creek School District. He's superintendent there. You missed any of this, go online a little bit later today at newsradiokman.com. Click on demand, go down to In Focus, and get it all caught up. We'll hear again from you all tomorrow.
And tomorrow, on the 15th day of February, which is the third Thursday of the month, our guest, Manhattan Area Chamber of Commerce President Lyle Butler, bring us up to date on economic activity in and around the area. Chamber's got their big annual banquet coming up, and we'll hear about some more activities that Lyle and his crew have underway.